FM 90.3 WJTL, Aaron Shoes, Deborah B., Kate Thompson, Arms of Jesus. Good morning at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. You can join Chrissy Lee this weekend for a themed praise and worship playlist filled with songs celebrating God's goodness from our grateful hearts. For the praise and worship program, Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m. here on WJTL.
And coming up later this hour, Christy has a song for us as well. This morning, one of our very special guests, and I couldn't sleep last night. I was so excited that both Annie and Ellie are here at the same time. So today we're talking about Trust Performing Arts Center in Lancaster, and we have Ellie and Alex Vogelsang is here as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Ellie, we're so excited to have you here at the same time as Annie.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
Yeah,
we miss having you on the morning show.
I know.
I mean, literally, really miss you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. I miss it too.
Yeah. So tell us about the Trust.
So the Trust Performing Arts Center is a performing arts center in downtown Lancaster on Market Street. So if you ever go to Central Market, it's super close by. And we're owned and operated by Lancaster Bible College. And basically, it was built as a bank, actually. Yeah. It was the original bank in Lancaster, built in 1912. And so more than 100 years later, we reimagined it as a performing arts center. And so we have a black box theater and a great concert hall and a few other rooms.
And I was happy to be there on Friday to see King's Return.
You were
so kind to give me tickets. And
yes.
My wife and I were there. And they were so good.
They were so good. We were
and
so
now they're
going to
get
come.
A Grammy.
Yeah, well, they better. I mean, they were nominated. I think they should win.
Yeah. So you do a lot of different kind of things in there. Not only
yes.
do you have the big hall, but you have the black box. And then downstairs, you have art.
Yes,
as well.
we have an art gallery as well. We're open on first Fridays or by appointment or when we have shows. And so that sometimes we use that as an event space here and there as well.
Sure.
It's a beautiful building. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. So you have a big show that's coming up this Christmas.
Yes.
And Alex is here. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Did I ask you guys, do you want to give a shout out to anybody? Ellie, do you have somebody to say hi
everybody
to?
Everybody who had shout outs right here in this room.
Aw, that's really sweet.
So sweet. Alex, how about you?
Sure. Yeah. Hi to my friends everywhere, I guess. Back home at school.
Where's home for you?
Home is like Kutztown, Allentown area.
Yeah. Very cool. I'll be going back to Kutztown today.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, Lion, the Witch, and Wardrobe, this is a very special presentation. And you were here last year to talk about it, too.
Yep.
Tell everybody how this one is different than every other Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe they've ever seen.
So, in this version, it's like a 50-minute retelling of the story, and there's only two actors. So there's a male actor and a female actor. She plays all the female roles. I play all the male roles. It's double cast. It is so fun and just
so fun.
Really funny, but also hits every heartstring throughout the show.
So how are you doing all those parts? Are you putting on different props, hats, clothing?
Yeah, like for Mr. Thomas, we'll put on a hat with some horns on there. Edmund has some glasses. And it's all just different voices, different kind of body characteristics to fit each character.
It is delightful.
So fun.
Now, this is your second year doing it, or did you do it before that?
Yes, this is my second year doing
it.
All the cast this year is returning from last year,
which has to be fun.
It is so fun, and I've never returned to a piece that I've already done before in the exact same role.
Cool.
So it's a completely new experience while doing the same thing, which is
so. How
really
was it memory wise? Did you like? Oh, I'm right there.
I mean, I thought that I would like know it all immediately. I did not. So that was fun. But it definitely it comes back. It's kind of like a muscle memory thing.
Sure.
But discovering all these new things while already putting it back together.
Yeah,
cool.
Very cool.
Maybe adding more even.
Yeah.
Deepening the characters.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So what do you love about doing it? You must love it if you're doing it 2 years
again,
in a row.
Yeah,
it is such a beautiful story. And it really, to tell it at Christmas time for some reason, just makes it all the more magical.
It fits. Yeah.
Yeah. And just the story that these kids go on throughout Narnia is iconic, and it's so cool to just get to go into the wardrobe and for 50 minutes tell this story and get to act with one other person.
That's so cool. So Ellie, when can folks come see The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe at the Trust?
Yes. So we open next week. So next Saturday, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, if people aren't quite sure what next week holds for them.
I know it's Thanksgiving already. We keep being surprised by that.
Yes. So it's every Saturday between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Usually there's two shows every Saturday 30, so 11 a.m. show and a 1 p.m. show. December 3rd, we only have an 11 a.m. And we did throw in a weekday as well. So December 15th, which is a Thursday, we also have an 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Very fun. Great. If folks want to get tickets ahead of time, they can do that.
Absolutely. You can do that at LancasterTrust.com.
Very cool. Coming up, maybe we could talk you, Alex, into doing a little segment.
Ooh. Yeah, sure.
Ooh. Would you do that? All right. We'll look forward to that. Coming up, more music too. Need to Breathe is next.